He's commissioned his followers and he said them this to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." Wow, all authority. And what does Jesus do with that? He could do anything with all of that authority. He doesn't lord it over people. He doesn't command them to do unreasonable things. He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." So our first word that I want us to remember is this word, go. So God is a sending God. God sends out his people. We learned that with the sending of the 70 a month ago, didn't we? Spreading goodness equally to all people. He sent out the 70 and they learned faith by going. They learned as they went. And we are, as Christians, a people on a move. On the move constantly. And I think, like the way that we think about that as faith. We learn as we go, whether we're at school, whether in the workplace, whether we're with our friends. We learn as we go. We don't just learn on a Sunday. We learn by being with classmates. We learn, what does faith mean in my workplace? That's the great thing about Cam and Simon's mission and I've forgotten the exact name. Faith-sharing workshops. It's been so catchy, I've never remembered the name. But I know exactly what it's about, and we know exactly what it's about, don't we? Faith is so simple on a Sunday, and yet on a Monday we can go, oh, that was a bit... It's different, it feels different, and so that's what those workshops are about. But we learn faith on the move, don't we? We learn by going, by being amongst God's people, out in the world, those who know him and those who don't yet know him. It made me think of that time in the Old Testament when Moses took the people out of slavery and they learned faith as they went, didn't they? They went out into the wilderness and sometimes they did well and sometimes they grumbled and sometimes they didn't do so well, but whatever they did, they learned faith. They got more and more about who God was and who they were as well. And it was through that process that they eventually ended up in the place that God had prepared for them. So this first word, go, because we are always going. And it's not about being, you know, it's not saying that over there is great and here is not great. That's not what God is saying. He's saying that we are a sent people. We are always on the move. Our ultimate home is with him in heaven. And before that point, we are a people on the move. We've got a lovely opportunity. We're going to show a video in a moment's time. And we're going to hear of some of our mission partners. And they are people who have heard God's call for them. We're not all called to be missionaries. We're not all called to have to leave the place that we are in. But they're a great example of people who daily go, God, what have you called me to? Who are you calling me to today? So why don't we watch the video from the Smithers who live over in Manchester.
Working amongst the Muslim population here. We have two children, Daniel, who's 9, and Amy, who's 6. I was born in Sheffield, but spent most of my early childhood in Pakistan, coming back to Sheffield when I was 9. The rest of my childhood was spent just down the road from here in Greystones. I went to St. Gabriel's Church, but also enjoyed being part of the Ecclesall Church Youth here as I grew older.
I'm from Northern Ireland. I grew up in a Christian home with parents who were extremely supportive of mission. We'd often have visiting missionaries around for dinner, telling stories of these far-off lands. As a teenager, I started to sense that God was calling me to go, but I just didn't know where or what sort of work. After moving to England in my 20s for work, I went to Bible College in Hertfordshire, as I wanted to get more training before going overseas somewhere. That was where Dave and I met, but that in itself is a whole other story. And we got married in 2010 and took a step of faith to move to Birmingham and live in a very Muslim area.
Not long after we married, we met a young man from Afghanistan. He had recently come to the UK and was an asylum seeker. I went along with him to an Alpha course and he showed a lot of interest in Christianity. Now, a lot of people said to us that working with Muslims can be a slow process, and it can take them a long time to decide to leave their previous lives and come to Jesus. But this man, at the end of his first Alpha Course meeting, said he wanted to be baptized. But with this man, God had already been working in his life. Before he met us, he met an older Christian lady in another city, and she had shared her faith with him. He'd also met another Afghan Christian who'd recently decided to follow Jesus. Through his friendships with these people, God was working in his life, and on this occasion, we happened to be there as he was ready to make the decision to be baptized. He then joined a discipleship group that we led and grew in his new faith.
After about 6 years in Birmingham, we sensed God moving us as a family to Pakistan, where we stayed for just under 2 years. This opportunity helped us to better understand the culture for working amongst these communities here. We were praying about the right place to settle back in the UK, and an opportunity came up to work with a church plant in North Manchester. So that's where we moved in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, since then, we've come against a number of challenges. One of these was simply been trying to get a house in the Asian area of the city. After seeing many houses fall through, we've seen an answer to prayer and being able to buy a house in the centre of the area we felt called to. We've been able to use this house for hospitality.
We invite neighbours and families from the school at Christmas time. We have an Easter egg hunt and share the Easter story. I was also able to host a Valentine's women's event where there was food and craft, and we shared the story about Jesus and the woman at the well. I'm involved in an English class where we teach a group of women English through sharing Bible stories.
Over the past couple of years, I've been involved in sports coaching in the community. I also helped with a Bible study for new believers from other countries. I'm now working part-time in a local primary school, working with children with challenging behaviour. It's a very diverse school with people from many different countries, but it provides me opportunity to be in this community. Through all of these moves and changes, we've seen God's faithfulness and provision for us, and we'd really appreciate your prayers. So yeah, please pray for good and deeper relationships with our neighbours. Also for Ecclesore Youth coming to us in July, for the planning of this, that God would speak to the youth during this time and for this to lead to deeper relationships within the community. And also if you could pray for our children, Daniel and Amy, growing up in a diverse area and for growth in their faith. Yeah, I just want to end by just saying thank you so much for your continued support for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to spend a few moments now praying for the Smithers. I'm not going to lead us in prayer from the front, but encourage you to pray with those who are sat around you. If this makes you feel terribly uncomfortable, just kind of cross your arms, look down. Nobody will disturb you. But I encourage you to make little gatherings of three or four of you and pray for the Smithers. And to remind you of those points that they want us to pray for, we can pray for their children. Daniel and Amy, we can pray that they grow up in the faith and don't face any challenges living in the area that they do. For our trip, as we go to visit them in July, and that they would continue to grow deeper in relationships with those who they encounter every day.
Eyes, they were saying, go out and welcome people into the family of faith. The first thing that you will do when you meet them, you will say who Jesus is, how to be a Christian, who the Father is, who the Son is, who the Holy Spirit is. And once you've done that, you welcome them into the family of faith in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. So that's our second word. We've had go, and we've had welcome. Then our third word, it's going to be obey. Because it says, teach them to obey everything that I have commanded. We could have that idea of teaching, but we're going to have that idea of obeying. Because we first learn faith for ourselves. We first learn to obey what it is to be a follower of Jesus. And then once we've been doing that for a while, we help others to do it. We help others who have been welcomed in as well, and we teach them as well. Having gone, we meet people, we welcome them, and then we learn to do faith with them. And that's great because we can do that at any age. We can do that whether we're 6 or 7 at school. We can do that in our workplace. And maybe we help people to know what it is and we teach them about it, but we faithfully obey it and we live it out. We live differently, potentially. And maybe someone might ask us about that. So I'm going to invite Simon up, and he's going to explain a little bit more. We're going to move about a little bit in a moment.
Thank you very much, Roland. So the three words, can we remember what they are? Go, welcome, and obey. Brilliant. So we thought about go, we prayed for those who've gone. We're going to think about welcome. Here's the opportunity to go to the font. The water's been put in, it's warm. The warden have very kindly done this today. There's no baptism today, but why not put your finger in the water and give thanks for the welcome you've received by God? You might want to give thanks for those who've worked in your life to share Jesus with you. You might not remember your baptism. Many of us don't. But we can give thanks for God's work in our lives, for his welcome, and for those parents, friends, colleagues who shared God with us. You might want to sign yourself with the cross. So the first thing to do, welcome, and it's a thanks. It's a looking back. God's work in your life. The second one here at the cross, the third word was
obey.
The cross is the ultimate example of Jesus' obedience, isn't it? Even to death. And none of us find obedience easy, always. So the invitation here is to come and write down a way you want God to help you to obey him. So children, you might think, oh, at school there's someone I don't really like. My brother or sister's annoying sometimes. You could say, God, please help me. Parents, adults, what would you like to ask God to help you with? There might be someone in your life who is annoying. You might be annoying to other people sometimes. Can you believe it? It's an opportunity to honestly think, the words obey. Where do I need God's help to obey? And you can come and you can write that down. Or just come and stick something on as a sign of what that is between you and God. So does that make sense? Two things, the font, the welcome, thanks for God's work in your life. Dip your hand, finger in the water. You can sign yourself with a cross to remember what God's done in your life, the welcome you've received by God. And the cross, where do you need God's help to obey him? And of course, if you'd rather sit where you are, you're very, very welcome. But these interactions are good for many of us to put that into practice. And to use these moments to pray in different ways. So may I encourage you to do that? And we'll have 5 minutes or so to do that as we move around, some at the font, some at the cross, and then we move around again to the other. Thank you. Obedience has been called a long walk in the same direction. We had a long queue in the same direction. But as we gather our prayers together, whether it's those prayers of thanks for the welcome we've received from God, his work in our lives over many years or a few years. And as we pray for God's help, let's do that together with the Lord's Prayer. The words will be on the screen and we'll pray that together. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
So this morning we've had those three words. What were those three words? Number one, go. Number two, welcome, and number three, obey. I think that says so much about the Christian faith. Right at the end of our passage, though, it rounds off so nicely, because without it, we can think it's about us, that it's about our hard work, but it's not. It's about Jesus. And so the passage we heard at the end finished like this: and remember that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so today, we remember that Jesus is the author and the perfecter, the beginning and the end, the sender and the one who is with us. And so we say thank you to God for that. Should we have a quick prayer to say thank you to God for that? Lord God, thank you that you are a sending God, that you are a welcoming God, and a God who calls us to follow you in obedience. But thank you that you are always with us. You will never leave us. Thank you that you come alongside us, that you bless us by your Holy Spirit. May we know that in our lives, wherever we are, whatever age we are, may we know that truth for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.